in Templeton, interviewing Margaret Cole for the Harford County Public Library. The date is November 8, 2004. Okay, let's just start in the beginning. How did your family end up in Churchill?
When Daddy's people came from England and they settled in Churchill County near Principio Furnace.
Mm-hmm.
Then the railroad went through the property and they moved, that was when they moved to Harford County. They moved in what they call the very rocky area, not too far out of Churchill, which would be, I think, my great grandparents. And then Daddy's parents, grandparents, my grandparents, moved over on the Buffalo Farm is down here now. Mm-hmm. And it's the Cedar Vale Farm. And most all farmers had tenant houses on their property at the time. They came to tomatoes, and I have a very nice picture on hanging over the desk in the dining room. With his picture in the center and a red tomato to one side.
Oh, yeah.
If someone had given me, my sister and I had it framed and have had it hanging, and it will go with me to Grand Meadows.
And then when did your dad start the business here?
The business here is over 100 years old. And his father bought the first piece of equipment from him.
Did he really? What did he buy?
But now I see they gray about that. If you want to cut that off, just debate on that.
Yes. He graduated from Strayer in 1898. And then he opened the business here?
Yes.
Okay.
His mother was married in December 1939.
Where did they meet?
Mother lived. It was a long way from Perryman to Churchville.
Oh, yeah.
And she would come and visit people she knew up here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were married in Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
And
then they moved back and lived here.
They moved in with Earl Hawkins' mother, who was where the high school used to be, and it's my three sons' name.
Mm-hmm.
She had came to him and asked if they would move in and live with her. She had two sons, Earl, who was principal at Bel Air High School,
mm-hmm.
and Cisco. And she ran the rest of me on Dairy on 136,
mm-hmm.
just a short distance from the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
So they lived for I don't know how many years. And Marissa and the first children, Daddy. It was a big building at the time, but it was small for farm equipment.
Oh, like that.
And they've gotten into heavy industrial equipment now. But Ray and Sandy, Ray worked for at the age of 15, and has been in this business ever since his age. And he and Sandy, well, she's taken my proclamation to have it framed and...
Oh, that's nice.
And have a couple pictures and all of Churchill as it is. My pictures are all packed up, ready to move.
Now, you've never lived anywhere but Churchill?
That's all my life.
Okay. And where did you go to school?
Churchill Children's School, right next to where we live.
Is that right? And where was that?
University, like I told you about, there's a wider driveway.
Okay.
And then Cleveland School with a straight walk, one from the side in, coming from the front up, ran to the door. It was two rooms. At one time it was a one-room school.
Wow.
And I started Churchill School when it opened. I was in the second grade. And finished at Churchill and then went to Bel Air High.
Do you remember who your teacher was in the two-room school? Huh?
In the two-room school, I had that first grade 2 years because I missed half of the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Mildred Copenhagen, and the next year I had Dorothy Hayes Young.
How many students were in the school, do you remember?
No, I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I have some pictures of the school, places out in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know too many of the ones in it. I should have tried to mark them, because my sister,
mm-hmm.
brother and two sisters would have been in next school.
Mm-hmm. What was the school like? You have an outhouse, I guess?
Oh, yes. That was a two, a double.
Okay.
Outhouse.
And how? What time did you have to go to school in the morning? I assume you walk. I mean, you walk.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, that's the thing. We lived right next door to it, and people brought milk to the dairy. Would drop their children off, and
mm-hmm.
mother would have a house full of children mm-hmm. waiting for time to go to school. It might have been 8 o'clock. I don't know back then.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
But anyway, and then they would get in at house in the evening, so they. Parents came and picked them up.
Well, she had her own daycare center early on.
And then she got so she got older, she made them wait down in the store on the first floor.
Uh-huh.
But,
and what kind of things did you do with a child in Churchville for fun?
You made games for them. The French was a great game for me.
Oh, I don't know what French is.
And it's a toy game. With numbers on it,
mm-hmm.
and I think the wrong thing to say. And then I guess we graduated to pick up sticks
mm-hmm.
and Chinese peppers,
mm-hmm.
but you made your own entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember, well, my mother's parents at all, but I just barely remember Grandfather Cole.
Mm-hmm.
You went there on Sunday. You didn't like to go on Sundays. You had to sit in the parlor with your hands folded.
Not proper manners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did you have dinner?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I guess that was the main thing that drew us
to dinner.
That's strange, because that's my sister. I'm the last one living in the New York family.
Uh-huh. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
One brother and two sisters.
Okay, so that wasn't a real big family back then.
Figure it out. Yeah, but, well, Anna died. She was between Francis and I. Mitchell was the oldest, Francis, Anna, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Anna was between Francis and I.
Mm-hmm.
And she had was in the hospital and died when she was 12 years old.
Oh, dear.
Just infection in the bloodstream.
Oh, isn't that scary?
And before penicillin was.
Oh, how awful.
So,
where did you go to doctors around here?
Hattie Ray, mm-hmm. Dr. Jim Bay was one of our
mm-hmm.
first doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Thomas Payne in Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter married John Luther Roy.
Oh, okay.
One day.
So I guess going to Haverdish was a big trip.
Oh, it was. Well, our dentist lived at Fountain Green, Dr. Willis.
Mm-hmm.
He would make appointments for mother and I, me being the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd always see me first, and then Dorothy or Madge Summer would come. They had been a big house that they'd been here a few years
mm-hmm.
ago. Then they had cell phone exchange in there. And so anyway, Dorothy or Madge would come to Hattiesburg and get me. And I thought I had a real trip. They took me across that double-decker bridge.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That was a long way.
That was.
And then came back when his mother was finished with the dentist. Made them come.
And you had a big adventure.
Yeah.
Now, were there any other stores around in Churchville?
There was two at this corner
mm-hmm.
and one on this corner. And one over here, they just dug a big hole in the back and shoved it down in.
Oh, that's too bad.
And, then I do have a picture of the hotel in my bedroom in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's where Copperhand lived down here.
Mm-hmm.
And what building is sitting on the exact location of the hotel.
Is that right?
In front of the building.
Oh,
it
wow.
was an army barracks moved
uh-huh.
from the proving ground.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I have some brick out of that. And I'd like to get a couple of them covered with a stain on them, but I'm a little bit late in life getting it done. It seems like, well, Joel Mitchell and Jim's son was killed in an automobile accident in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
So then, Mitchell died. Well, Daddy died first in 50. Mother's Day weekend in 57. And Philip died in 72. And trying to get him in order there. My brother-in-law, William Tickle, William Trago, died in 67. I got that out of here. But then Mitchell died in Mother died in 1973. Mitchell died in 1990. And like I said, Anna was only 12 when she died, early 30s. Frankie died in 1996, and my sister-in-law died in just 3 years ago.
They all buried in Churchville?
Over here.
I'm in the wrong direction. Yeah.
Mother and Daddy and Anna are buried at Smith Chapel. That's his daddy's church. And then the rest are buried over here. And there's one space over here. So I say, I'm out of cemetery business.
There you go.
There's three spaces at St. George's in Paramount where Mother's family were buried. And she had her mother and father and two brothers and one sister buried down there. And then I sold had a letter written up and gave information to if they needed the tree graves to sell them, and the money goes to the cemetery. And then we had a half a lot at Smith Chapel, four graves. So I talked to one, and as it happened, a cousin and her husband bought those four graves. There's one over here, so you see, I don't like to see faces, not you.
There you go.
So I'll be buried over here.
There you go.
And I had a great aunt that would have been Earl Halton's grandmother that lived to be 100 years old.
Wow.
Down in the hotel. And I'm sorry that the picture's being away if you can't see
them.
When
you're going to move, you have to pack them.
Yeah, and at some point, if you would be interested, let me know. Have some of them with me.
Okay, that'd be fun. Okay, so now you went from Churchill Elementary to the two-room to Belial High School.
Yeah, 1937, graduated.
And how did you get there? Was there a
bus?
Was there a school bus? Or?
It was a bus that went to the Abilene Proving Ground. It taking people to work down there, and then take children to Belial. In the later time, then it was a school bus. And paid, I think Mother and Dad paid $4.50 fare for Francis, Mitchell, and Anna. And then I think it was reduced like $2.75 a month.
And what do you remember about high school?
I didn't want to go. I had to. And this isn't going to be too good, then, huh? But I had two teachers that I hated.
Oh, well, we all had those.
And I finished Churchville School, and Francis said, Margaret, I know you say you had enough children, but please go 2 weeks, they'll be entirely different. Same places, different teachers and all. And I went, and I didn't know where the 4 years went to. I'll take it. One teacher and then you get two.
That's hard. And we've all had some of those.
That's right.
Yeah.
One had too many stamps in her face. She threw a book across the room at a student and it threw a book so it hit the one she was aiming for and never apologized for the one that was
it. Things have changed, haven't they?
They have. She was long and gone.
And what was graduation like from high school? Was it at the high school?
It was in the Armory.
Okay.
At that time.
And
we had, in 42, we had the largest class at that time, 117.
Well, that is pretty big.
But it was in the 43s, and that was time of war. And we lost quite a few of the fellows in the service.
How about that?
Been overseas and all. One suspect came back on the ship that he was on.
Then what did you do after high school?
Went right to work in the big family.
And what kind of jobs did you have?
Buy on cars for groceries and hardware.
Do you remember any prices of anything when you started working?
Wing cigarettes were 10 cents a pack.
Oh my.
And Mac Bond, who was a very nice crap I'd have to say now.
Mm-hmm.
And was custodian out at Churchville School one point, and he'd come in, he'd get his check, and he'd like to take some of it to his mother and have it there. Well, he would offer to say, Frankie, wouldn't you ladies like to go to have it there at the shop? And he had his check, he'd like to give his mother some money.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd take us over to Harry Grace, and we thought nothing of it. You never lost the car. You went and put your things in the car and all.
Yeah.
Never had to be concerned about him not being there. Sometimes he would walk to his mother. Sometimes he'd take the car, but be back, and finally said we'd be right.
Uh-huh. Was Harry Grace the place to go for big shopping?
Harry Grace, and then later, about later.
Mm-hmm.
But Benefits and Newmars were ladies' stores in Hattiesburg, and Lighthouses is a men's store. But I've seen too many changes in this area, and I'm not going to miss this intersection.
Oh, I'm sure you won't. When did this intersection really get to be this busy? Or I guess this whole street?
Well, we stayed a village for quite a number of years, and that's what I complain and say that the church, I wish we'd been a little church on the corner.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
I did get church on Sunday, and the minister saw me in the fellowship hall. He said, Margaret, were you in church? I said, yes, sir. I was sitting by Libby Page. He said, well, I'm embarrassed. I never saw you, and you hadn't been in church for so long. I was certain they'd mention it.
Oh, dear. Well, you are close, but you're right. I never thought about how hard it would be to get across the street.
I said, I need four slow moving signs on me. And I don't think I should be paying any attention. I really don't.
Oh, dear.
And we sold, we had beans come in 100-pound bags, and years weighed up sugar, it would be in bag, big bag. And salt mackerel was one of the favorite things in March, the big wooden tub of salt mackerel.
Did you sell on credit?
Yes. And if people got so they couldn't pay the bill, they might pay Daddy off in live chickens. I have to let you know that. He had a place since then, when we were there, a place, at the side of the building. My job was to gather the eggs and feed the chicken.
Oh, dear.
The first time one left a swing at me, I came out of there. And went in, Mother says, what's wrong? And I said, the chicken left a swing at me. She said, just turn me around and she said, you don't finish your job. We each one had jobs. We carried water from the schoolyard. They had this well with a trough in it, I would say. And we carried water from there, but we liked to get in the bathing suit in the hot weather and get over and pump the water on each other. But you see how we made our own entertainment.
Now, did your family have a garden?
Oh, yes, Daddy had. We had him, he painted 48 tomato plants.
Wow.
And I said, I guess when you have more space, you'll add more tomatoes. But Mother did an awful lot of cans.
Oh, I bet she did.
But when the farmers, if they couldn't pay the bill, they might pay Daddy and get him scrapple, so sausage.
So you always had plenty of
green beans. Yeah, so they did all, everybody then had a garden and he canned everything. And if you were lucky, they might give you, might happen to get a steak. And people bought eggs in and yelled, trade them, groceries. But we had some problem, no problem during the war with the rice. And one car pulled up that front and sent in sugar.
Okay.
And then left the window was there. I don't know how they could have gotten another 5-pound bag of sugar in the car. Cigarettes, and they said, well, what did your family do? Well, none of us smoked at the time, so that was a quick answer.
Sure.
But,
now, I remember reading in your application that you also took, did you take the cannery currency?
Yes. There's a little wooden drawer under the counter, And I'm just in time. You have five or six little place cups in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you put them in determined by the denomination that was.
Mm-hmm.
And we took them from Mr. Eugene Bellwether's painting house. He went in and bought people out from the poor section of Baltimore.
Oh.
And they lived in small houses. I won't say what it was. Behind the painting house. He would come in first of every month, gather up the canning house check, and give that a cash for him.
Oh, okay. Okay. I had not heard about that until just recently, that there was that kind of currency.
Almost every farmer around had their own canning house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bunny Boat, he got me, but it was Mr. Billingsley was related to him, and then the boat side of the family had canning house.
Mm-hmm.
But most every farm that I had them, and my cousin was very unhappy because she wanted to stay at school all the time, and I hated school. I didn't play school. And she used their canning house labels for school, and now she could chip
out. Oh, I guess she could.
And they had one space, one step in their home that was lit up, and that was where they kept their canning house.
Is that right? Yeah. Now, where did the canners take most of their products to sell it? Did they go to Baltimore with them?
I think they would have, or local groceries around would buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Mitchells had a very interesting program in town on the peas and corn.
Mm-hmm.
Things children, young people today should know how things have been prepared.
Mm-hmm.
They went through that process of planting the peas and the corn and taking the pea lines to wipe the packing time.
Oh, okay.
And canned the corn down there. In fact, Bernie Boat gave me a can that was made into a bank.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
With a Mitchell label on
it? They ran out of labels, and it's Mitchell can and lid.
Okay.
It's the slot, but then it's the husband's label.
Oh, wow.
From Aberdeen.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I'm sure you've tasted that near that railway track quite often.
I interviewed Mr. Osborne, and he told me about that being back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like almost everybody was in the canning business somehow, or buying them, or...
Like this cousin, I said, they had a canning house, and then Mr. Seymour Mitchell had one down on his farm, and my daddy's sister worked in the Dunsby canning house, and up till she died, she was canning tomatoes, and would give us a case or two of home canned tomatoes, and now you told them that being spoiled. They don't take the poor out of them.
I was going to say, I bet they taste lots better than they do today, don't they?
Yeah. They've done in chains.
Do you remember when most of the canning houses just kind of stopped?
Well, probably in the late 30s, early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like in Churchville during the wartime?
Well, we were asked to invite soldiers for church services and into our homes for meals. And, and my brother-in-law would go to Food Grand and bring five out Thanksgiving, Christmas. And Mother celebrated everybody's birthday in the family.
That's nice.
And all went running out. And we did have two families that came on to visit this on that stopped to visit us. This one Sunday afternoon, the doorbell rang, and we had company, but Mother just got this new vacuum cleaner, and she was demonstrating it. But you know, the doorbell rang, well, you had to get it shoved in the cupboard pretty quick before you answered the door. And we have kept up with, I still have kept up with just a few of those people.
Is that right?
And one has no boys, real curly hair, and I see them and say, oh, that's a beautiful girl. But we made quite a few friends back that time. And
I also read that you remember the first telephone.
Mother made the first telephone call, Mr. Dolphus.
Is that right? And where did she call?
She could have called any place, and you're going to laugh. She called her sister, who lived about a mile then. And she says, Sadie, you know you're not supposed to be on the phone. You're supposed to change it. She said, I'm the one changing it. And she could have called any place in the country or overseas.
Right. I guess it was a party line, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and Dad always said one operator, it was a release, and she wasn't working.
Uh-huh.
She was on release day.
Oh, okay.
She'd still on the line stay and listen to all the conversations.
And she knew everything, huh?
She knew everything, and I'll tell you, mm-hmm. Dad got on her about the way she said about Anna, so she was just...
Mm-hmm.
For her interior at home, we didn't know what it was, and Francis had to be given a shot because they slept together.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. And, but he had to go, in the business, he had to go up the lane to the John, outside
mm-hmm.
the John, and if he was in there and knocked came on the door, it might be Merle Thomas.
Wow.
And he recognized her voice, and he said, sorry, line's busy.
That's funny. I assume not everybody had phones. You must have been special to have a phone, were you?
Well, we didn't really have one phone it was in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the night, if it rang, you'd try to get down to answer it. In particular, Mitchell was in Merchant Marine.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
This one time, he came into Massachusetts and he called and said, I'll be home at 2 o'clock. He didn't say a.m. or p.m.
Oh,
so we went to bed and we're all in bed staying asleep. And here's this voice. I told you I'd be home 2 o'clock.
Oh, it had been a.m.
And it was a.m. And Francis yelled at the window, you didn't say a.m. or p.m. But then he could be on leave. He might be off. Out on ship for 3 months at a time.
Oh.
You never knew where he was.
And
as it happened, he and Charles Wallace were both in Casablanca the same time. Charles was walking down one side of the street, Mitchell was on the opposite side of the street. He recognized Mitchell.
Did he really?
And wrote his mother, and she called mother and told me that they had used each other on the street.
Isn't that funny?
But whatever time he was on the ship, then he had that time home.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, for God's sake, that's like, you know, who they're talking about, if a call comes for Philip Cole.
Oh.
Name of Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
And that was Mother's maiden name.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But we had the same quite a few of them, and couples were cruising around, and
mm-hmm.
one couple stopped to know where they could find a place to live. It was so hard from Bel Air down to find places.
I'm sure.
So Maylene and Cecil stopped here and Francis said, Chip and I are going, and Jean Johnny are going to movies tonight. Mind you, go up and talk to Jean Johnny, see if they know any place.
Mm-hmm.
So they got invited me to stay, have a meal for, and they're going before. And they were going to have a guest to a movie. So they went left early that they could try to look around for.
Mm-hmm.
And they found one apartment facing at the park. It was the old James house.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that. Well, then Maybelline got a job on the post too. He was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And then she became friendly with the neighbor. Well, their husbands were up in northern Canada.
Oh, dear.
Holiday time.
Mm-hmm.
So then we would invite them to come out and spend the holiday with us.
Mm-hmm. You had an extended family, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And we had three or four black walnut trees on the place, so they would come out. We had Elwood Johnson, who would take them to his home by the basket and put them in the driveway and run over them
right.
to get the green shell. Then he had a corn shell and he'd put them through the corn shell.
How? But they are hard to open.
They are. And we would sit here Sunday afternoon after Sunday afternoon or in the evening, these two ladies would come out, help us pick out black walnuts.
That's a chore.
It is.
Yes, it is. It's
what?
Plus what you think is your hands are black. Yes. Yeah, we have black walnut teeth. I know that.
Yeah. And so, but, and aunt and uncle, Dad's sister and Saint Uncle Harry Rolfman had a hickory nut tree. Well, we liked them. I was going to say, I don't even want to say to a black walnut. I mean,
it's too much
at all.
Yes, it is. It is a strong taste.
Yes.
Now, did your family do anything special for Christmas?
Oh,
or
yes.
Thanksgiving?
Yes, every holiday, even birthday. Fourth of July.
Oh, really?
Memorial Day.
It was big cooking. Lots of cooking.
And we had a cook stove set over in that part of the kitchen. And Mother and then we had this mammy, Lizzie, we called her. She was black. We were doing the same house over here back at the bank. All Mother did was at the time hang a white rag in the window up there and soon she saw it.
Oh.
She would come over to see what Mother wanted. And all this canning was done at night and all this baking was done at night after we were put to bed. They made donuts and had the donut holes, of course, and thick ginger cookies, regular ginger cookies, and all sugar cookie, ones with nuts, the butterscotch with nuts, the chocolate with nuts, umpteen kinds of cookies, and five kinds of cakes for Christmas, Mother's just to say, baby, I don't know why those girls don't gain weight. Well, so anyway, and like if we had a bad snowstorm, Mother and Frank would be kind of what we were doing, being here in the other half apartment too. And so this one year in 1967, Bruce and Isabel Miller, who was minister at the church. And Mother called Dan in, told them to get themselves ready to come up here. They didn't have electricity.
Oh.
And Debbie was born in September, and this was in March.
Oh, dear.
They were going across the bridge at a neighbor's to warm the bottle.
Oh.
And I said, that must be all getting warm by the time they got back.
Oh, right. They went back, sure.
Yeah. So they moved up with us. Bruce would stop and read the morning paper. On his way to the office, and come in and have a cup of coffee. Now he was saying all right, and Mother said, well, Sammy's going to move up here. Her mother and father were down with them from New York, and two of them, and Debbie, and bassinet type. And they brought some food out of their freezer. So when they came in, Frank's mother came in and said, we're turning the kitchen over to you. She had a big pot of vegetable soup on the cook today.
Sounds like your kitchen always smelled good.
It kept some snow in a big dish pan. And which then she cleaned it up and then used the dish pan to mix up fruit, to make fruit cake.
It sounds like your house was like the central meeting place for everybody.
Yeah, and one year, when some of the farmers didn't out in the country, they would bring their freezers in here on wagons. We had plants and put them in the back warehouse.
Now, when did the store finally close?
In, let me think now, May the 11th, I think I got the date right, 1982. And it was just 25 years to that day that we had taken, my brother, Mr. Frank and I had taken the business over from Mother. Daddy had died earlier, and then he eventually turned over to us, taking care of the gift tax and that type of thing. But in 82, and now it was going to be 25, it would be too far from being 25 years since Ray and Sandy have had it. I don't know if time's going to.
I know.
It doesn't wait for anybody.
No, it doesn't. It keeps that mark.
That's right. It really does. So.
What do you think, besides the traffic out here, what do you think the big changes are that you've seen around?
Buildings, houses, big houses, and a couple living rooms. a truck, two and a three yard garage.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's all confessed.
No.
But,
well, you wouldn't see anybody today doing the kind of things that your family did, inviting people in. And I don't know why that's changed.
I don't know. And you don't visit. We used to visit.
I guess you call on the phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, I mean, it's just been changes, I think, because the sun was out.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And now, the next thing is Hal stand back with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Had gas clean and they wore well.
Oh, did they really?
And that's why I exported up and all. I'd like to know before I get out of here who owns it. They're saying Crown doesn't own it, but the land transfer to this property is to Crown.
Oh.
And
nobody seems to know?
Nobody seems to know. I said, right, I'd like to know because I'd like to come up and get peace in my mind. It's disgraceful to our property.
Yes, it is.
To what was a village.
Yeah.
And Bobby Palmer, you probably knew him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He worked in the airport department for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decided he wanted to get into furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, like, when you were a child or even a young woman, how much a tractor cost?
No, I really don't. But now, this sort of story, Ray wasn't here, so
yeah.
To begin some, some reason.
Yeah. Was this one of the only farm implement stores around?
Well, Tucker's was in Forest Hill, and then there was, I can't think of who it was, but it was John Deere dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so this was probably one of the biggest.
Yeah,
if not the biggest.
Yeah. So, but they seem to be doing very well and seem to have very good help.
Mm-hmm.
But,
what do you think your parents would think if they could come back and visit for the day?
I think they'd die over again. Really, I mean, the mother took the twin and talked to Mr. Whiteside, as far as they called him, and order land shops and this type thing. She'd say, I'd like to come for you and Frank, if this was in the family getting down and stuff. For you and Frank, it's just to try a land shop. And I think you like it. Oh, no, Mother. That's going to have a strong taste. We don't want that. You go ahead and get whatever you want for yourself. And then I got caught out and ride that one Easter when the church members, and they had lamb. I thought, they had other meat too, and I thought, and I enjoyed it. It was down on the grill outside. And,
Well, it sounds like your mom was a good cook.
Well,
at least she cooked a lot.
She cooked a lot, she had good help.
Mm-hmm.
Every weekend she made homemade rolls.
Oh, my.
And I couldn't wait to get one out of the oven. I like to put a little bit of mustard on there, butter. And, but she always made extra. And we'd say, why are you making an extra roll?
Mm-hmm.
There'll be somebody needs them for the end of the week.
Oh, right.
And there was.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you all have your chores around the house?
Oh, yes.
Did she teach you to cook?
Not me.
Oh.
Frances, but I was the youngest. And
oh.
I guess she thought I'd leave them a mess. So, cooking has been a problem with me, and I'm careful who I ask how to cook what, as they just think that's awful, but our plates were put at Daddy's side of the end of the table, and he served the plates. You didn't open your mouth because you didn't want something that you saw on the table that you didn't like the look of.
Mm-hmm.
You had everything on your plate and you sat there till you ate it all.
Mm-hmm.
One friend was one of 12 children, and she said that her mother did things that she wouldn't eat, she wasn't made eat them. She said, I would have left the table, and I said, you know what? Dad could move faster than you could.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take you to the woodshed, and you know what you'd get.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't. I said, you'd get it, you wouldn't.
I was sure.
You'd get sit there and eat it the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, my grandchildren wouldn't even try something.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to cook special for them, yeah.
Well, Philip didn't like eggs. And again, we mixed up, had beets,
uh-huh.
mixed up in that. He'd pick out the egg white every time.
Oh, that right.
Figure it out. He'd say, Philip, you ought to be like Mikey. Mikey is Mike, he'll eat it.
He'll eat it, he'll eat anything.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, times really changed along that line.
Oh yeah, they have.
But, yeah.
What are your fondest memories as a kid?
I guess Christmas season would be the best.
Mm-hmm. Did you go out and cut down a tree somewhere?
Yeah, Daddy and Mr. Woods going to bring the tree in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a little Christmas tree that just told like what.
Well, at least you have one. There you go.
Well, as a kid though, I know it was just too much trouble. Get a tree in and
Had
it and keep it watered and
And then have to take it out.
And we always put the outside lights at the front door, you know. And then later years, we used them around the windows in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed Ray has gone no end of Halloween coming.
Oh, there's so much of that now. Yeah.
And I think we get Christmas started too early. We never would put a sermon in the window till the 8th Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw that Santa Claus was coming, I think, to Hartford Mall last weekend, and I thought, well, it hasn't even been Thanksgiving yet.
No.
That used to be the start of the Christmas
season.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's back to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Times
have changed. I've seen too many changes these days.
Are you going to miss Hartford County, though, when you move?
Well, I might, I probably won't miss the county, but I won't miss this intersection.
That's true.
Yeah. But anyhow.
I would bet there's probably a fair amount of accidents out here, aren't there?
Yeah, well, you know, we had siding put on this building years ago, and there'll be accidents right out here that I never know.
Is that right? Wow.
And then at night I close the two doors
mm-hmm.
at the front. And I guess I've been sleeping downstairs for 6 years.
Mm-hmm. How many rooms are in this building?
15.
Wow. Yeah.
And Daddy knows where anything away, and I guess we all follow his footsteps. So Sam James is in with Mr. Parsons in the antique business.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm going to get started cleaning this place out before I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And Frankie started in 96. He said, I was 7.5 years.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's 3 days a week over to Calvert now. So I couldn't get anything done at home. I even left early to go over, stop to eat, or stop
mm-hmm.
on the way back,
mm-hmm.
and stayed as late as I dare. But one day it was raining so hard, I tell you, my heart was in my mouth, because I'd go that track first road, and someone would say, oh, Paul, sorry, I said, where? I get down an embankment.
Right, there is no side of the road.
No.
How did you begin to pick what you were going to take with you?
Oh, that's been quite a struggle, because I've got too many knickknacks.
But you don't want to get rid of them, do you?
No. Well, Sandy's saying to me, it looks like I have a good bit of cupboard space and small things. I'll put, if it's fine, more shoeboxes. And mark the end of them
mm-hmm.
that we can store them up in
the higher height,
and then somebody can get them down for me.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's been quite a. Now I have a squirrel you might like to see in on the mantel that I'm going to take with me in the bedroom. Funny thing, I've been out one Sunday afternoon and came in and here she said, Marty, there's a dead squirrel. And, you always wanted something stuffed, and she was always silly. A cardinal flew into one of those big windows. That we didn't take that, and that she would like to have had that. So we came in and called Doug Burdett. Told him, he says, is it a young squirrel? I didn't know if it was young or old or what, you know. And he said, get one of these trays like you get meat on or fruit on and put it on that, put it in plastic bags, put it in the freezer.
Oh my!
Set up time for spring. Then he's living in Aberdeen at the time. And I'd taken black, trouble black walnuts, because I like to have that in his call. But,
oh, right.
But he said, no, he said, that'll eat away his call.
Oh.
But, well, so, you know, he used to make one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I have this stuff in on the mantle, and it's going to go with me.
There you go. The Churchill cloth.
And then, anyway, it was an old squirrel, and he said it didn't have a mark on it.
Oh.
It's Dilo Rage.
Well, there you go.
It had a lot of brand, but I didn't know what to do with that man about the age of it. And then Ray used to have this man, what did he call himself? Wood chipper, what some name he had. And he made these little tiny rabbits. We cut them with a knife and gained them out to the little children that were
there. Oh, that's
sweet. Mm-hmm. And Ray and I said, Ray, I'd love to have one of those squirrels that he does know. And last time he was down here, I was lucky enough that Ray said, you know what you could do really please Margaret and I. Her sister's in the nursing home. We would just love to have one of these squirrels over there. And I might carry it back and forth with me. I didn't want to disappear out of the room.
Oh, yeah.
And but, you know, I'll put need to put the date on the bottom of it when he's
dead. Now, do you still have anything in the house that was here when your parents lived here? Your furniture from your parents?
Pretty much.
Do you?
Yeah, this is what we used as a desk to do our homework and have a drawer.
Uh-huh.
That is an old table over there. I think they started out both those pieces when they were married in 1909.
Mm-hmm.
And Rose Lee Hopkins had this table finished.
See, you couldn't leave that behind.
And
I'd be taking everything with me.
No, you'd be having too much clutter going away walking
your
part.
It would be so hard to leave things behind when they have memories.
But Alex Cooper, Sandy, wants to get me out of here with what I want to take.
And then let them come in.
And let them come in and take what they want to take.
Uh-huh.
To sell in Towson.
Mm-hmm.
And then come spring, I guess 10
Travers
will come in and
get the
rest.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I wanted to make sale, but you know more things that. I think that's foolish.
I think that would be hard. I think that would be I'd be mad if somebody wasn't going to pay what I thought something was worth.
Well, now.
Or else I'd think, why are they paying that much for that?
Well, now there's one cousin. There's a table and two chairs up in the hall upstairs that my grandmother and grandfather missed. The server right inside the door here was in the girl family. So Bascom had Frank's sale for her.
Mm-hmm.
She's still living and wanted to have a sale of contents and property.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Frank, when I'm up here, let me pick out a few things and bring down. You might have someone you want to give a wedding gift to. Or
sure.
So as it happened, a cousin of her husband's was being married, and I brought some things down, and I was so glad that I had talked her into it. It was a dish, but it had been given to them, and it was 50 years.
Oh, that's special.
And they were more pleased with that than if I had gone out and spent, I don't know how much time.
Right,
looking
at
the
new. Yeah,
because
that's special.
And so I was always there. And then she had a number of Hummels, and she kept just a few days.
I don't envy you. I would just be, I would be agonizing over what I was going to take with me.
This is grandmother and grandfather, and it's just covered over there.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray has asked me what I'd want for that, and I think he's buying it. My mother had a shelf still out there that shelves on it to put things on. I said, could you use that? He said, that fit in my room in the house.
Is somebody going to move in here when you move out?
No, I own the property.
Okay.
And they lease it to me.
Oh, okay.
So they pay me so much rent a month, and I pay so much rent to be in the house.
Right.
But my attorney's taken over.
Okay.
Oh,
what a big step, though, when you've lived through your whole life.
I know.
Was it a hard decision to make?
It's a very hard decision to make. And, but I just felt like after that mouse ran under my foot and threw me, and when the doctor saw me, I said, this is not a fracture. It's something more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was so mad at him. He let me go from the 22nd of June to September the 15th before I had an MRI.
Oh, dear.
In such pain, I could hardly stand it. Taking Tylenol. I ate for an MRI. And he finally consented the 15th of September last year for that. And I told him it's something more. That's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I had no use of this hand or arm when I went down. I went down the street that flooded. And I couldn't even move on that part. And on the 15th of September, they told he wants you to have an MRI. The 16th, they said he wants to see you in the office on the 17th. So what does he say to you when he wants something? I don't have very good news for you. Well, you may as well tell me.
Right.
Your shoulder's dislocated.
For all that while?
All that while.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you must have been miserable.
I was.
Oh, my.
And he knew I was mad, and that before I came out of the office, he gave me a Dr. Cog, C-O-D-D, in counseling. This is his face of it. He gave me his name to see. So he called him there, he got an appointment. He took the x-rays, the MRI in. He went over it thoroughly with us and explained. He had to repair the rototub. I have a silver ball in there. Have a little card stating it on. If I go to a metal detector.
Oh dear, oh, you must have been miserable.
And Dr. Chog had me in there several times to the office. And I went in the 13th of November, last year. He said it was time, and he changed it, and I went in earlier. And like 8, being at 8 o'clock, and like 10:30, I was taking the surgery. From last day in November last year, I had been without pain.
Wow. Oh, you shouldn't have had to go through the whole summer of it or
and
all the time.
And then they give me therapy at the hospital. A little bit of therapy in there and therapy out here. And then Dr. Todd told me, he says, no more therapy. They could have done you more harm than good.
Oh, dear. Wow. So how does it feel now, okay?
It's coming along, except the change in the temperature.
Wow.
And I think I've been using it too much.
Oh, well, I can see that, trying to pull stuff out.
Yeah.
Pack it up.
But, so, Sandy, I told Sandy last night, I said, I have to walk my hand down my leg to get to my shoe to tie it. And I said, the arm just is not working near as good as it has been, so she's going to call in there. He had a lot of surgery to do.
But you might probably have been overdoing it with the
public. Yeah, but, and he said you might need to have therapy when you leave.
Oh.
And if I do, if it's to him and I do, he wouldn't have paid for it. I can have it right there.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
The doctors come there.
That's perfect. Do you know anybody else that lives there?
Not right now, but I learned Friday night that one of the birth club members, other one than me, is in there. But it's much.
Are you excited about it?
So
in a way?
It's so homey.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, and that helps with my bath. I'll be under the STAR program. And help like that. And
but you'll cry a little bit when you move out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hard to move.
It is.
But you know it's time.
That's right. And I just kind of lay at the preacher, not standing in church. Because he was standing up there in the middle of this preacher, wanted to make announcements, looking down at where I was.
I guess you were supposed to wave to him.
No, I think he was looking over my head.
Yeah, well, you're kind of short, so.
But anyway.
Well, I'm sure I'm glad I caught you before you left, so I could hear your story.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
It's quite an honor.
Were you surprised?
No, because Bernie had talked to me here and asked if I would be willing to talk to someone.
Because some people aren't comfortable doing it and they don't want to do it. And that's not right if they don't want to do it.
Well, no, I'll tell you, I was at the church. There were a few of those people bothered anything about me. When I was having to go to therapy, I was having to call different ones that had taken me. They weren't calling to say if there's anything we can do.
See, that's wrong.
And so, the preacher, Reverend Conjo, and Libby Coates have been very good to me. We're here one day bringing communion. We had communion yesterday. We've had it twice, and it was just back the third one that they brought communion to me. And they sounded like they wouldn't harm them. The church would like to do something for you. I said, I don't want it. I just want to get myself things together, make the move, start a new life on myself, all over again.
Sure.
I don't want anything. Because there's someone older there, but they wouldn't appreciate me. But Edgar Mays, who was here, was asked to read. He was given handed a letter one Sunday to read the next Sunday. And I have had to be very careful on this, because one said, oh, Margaret, you must have known about this letter. I said, I didn't know a thing. He called me on a Friday night that he had this letter.
Oh,
what did I know was going on?
Oh.
And he had been married and divorced, and his wife took him pretty much, even to a little communion service that he'd take as the people in the home.
Oh, that's awful.
And so she hasn't remarried, but I hope he's got things straightened out that she's not going to be able, I think he has, because I mean...
Guess he gets smart.
Yeah.
Well, Harford County's going to miss you.
Well,
I hope you're happy when you move.
I'm sure I will be,
sure too. I'm sure.
I mean, I think
kind of exciting.
I feel like what I need is to get any more patients.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my cousin down here, Edith Mitchell and Snake Lane, they sold produce in the summer when it feels wetter. And she says, you know you don't have to move. I said, will you keep quiet?
Right.
I'm doing what I think is best for me.
It's a shame there's not someplace in Harford County could have moved. Of course, they're going to build this one for soon, I guess, over here.
Well, first here in Aberdeen, but I think that... Now, if I have to be taken to hospital, if if I have to be taken into the hospital, I will go back there.
Okay.
Some of these places, like Marceline Adams that I mentioned, she was at Brightview, but then they, the family was notified that she could no longer be there. She had Alzheimer's. And she had that for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had to move her into Texas and and one of the members was so pitiful over here. I said, you don't know the whole story, and this friend you're talking about, she's not with it a lot of the time.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what she's saying.
That's true.
So you should not criticize
when you're not sure.
When you don't know.
Well, I hope you're happy.
But
I'm
sure,
sure
I
will
be.
I'm sure you'll be sad even here, but it's exciting.
Well, it is, and Betty Cole, Basil's wife, and Sandy will be working in different rooms, getting them set up. Claudia will be with the furniture and getting it put where she says it's to go, and all, and...
And then this will be organized.
It'll be a big hard decision.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But my main bills will come to me, but they'll be sent on to the attorney.
Hey, you just have time for fun. There you go. You'll be partying every day. Now, will you have your meals provided?
In the evening, dinner is included in what I'll pay in the rent. But then they have a tea room that you can have tea.
Oh, that's nice.
At a nominal fee. And then breakfast and lunch. Another room that you can have in normal food and eat right in there. I wouldn't carry it to the room if it's hanging on.
And why not have company while you're doing it?
And I have two little snack tables back there in the corner.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And I can fold up sandwiches, so afraid I wouldn't have it convenient to watch TV when I eat. But
Sometimes. So you're not going to have any kind of cooking in your room? We have a refrigerator or anything?
There's a little kitchen, and then I'll take my microwave.
So you can have a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Well, I hope you're happy.
Well, I'm sure I will be.
I'm sure you
will. I've been watching too much newspaper, and I'm allergic to the ink on it.
Oh,
it affects his eye, and then had the shingles over the eye. That's that little bit of a scar you see there. The last one came out on the end of the nose.
Oh, dear.
Frances had them, and she lost some vision in her. She was in constant pain that they were
giving
her.
It's awful. People I know that have had it. That's awful.
They just kept her on pain medicine since she was up in the morning, but she went to bed at night and all. And I swear she's on cortisone, and I was as bad as I could have cut a piece off the dining table. I think I would have tried to eat it. You just couldn't get enough. But in the beginning, I didn't care if someone stayed with me 2 nights and someone else came and stayed 2 days just to make me eat. But now the newspaper and then over to the ink, and then every now and then this eye will just take a fit and just run down my cheek. I just I told her, I said, you don't shut up, you're gonna have me having shingles again, and I don't want that.
No, you don't. You don't.
But anyway, I mean, we've been very close as first cousins, but I found out something I didn't know when I went into my attorney. He says, I want to list you all your first cousins.
Oh.
And when I got to the family of time and told him, and I said, but neither one of none of them parents are living.
Okay.
He says, that doesn't make them first cousins.
Oh.
They can't come in and interfere with
them. Oh. There you go.
No, I've never been told that before.
No. Well, I sure thank you for your time.
I have really fun. Well, Jim's nephew.
Oh, I'm trying to talk to you.